This is LBC News.
22 minutes past four. More on all of our headlines to come. But first, there's 10 days to go then until November the 3rd. It's nearly single figures ahead of the US presidential election. President Trump then, he's been to cast his vote. Rallies in three swing states still to come then. Let's find out what we can expect in the latest then with 10 days to go from our Washington correspondent, Simon Marks. Simon, good afternoon from London. Good morning to you.
Absolutely, David. I mean, we talk about 10 days to go, but the reality is for more than 50 million Americans, this election is already over. Election day for them has been and gone. They've cast their ballots in early voting, and the numbers that we're seeing in early voting are truly unprecedented in this country. That's partly to do, of course, with COVID-19, but it may also be to do with the fact that people just want to get this thing over and done with. They don't need to hear anything more from the candidates. They're sick and tired of the back and forth. They've made their decision and they are eager to put the business of voting behind them. And they were joined today by one of the two candidates doing exactly the same thing.
It's an honor to be voting. It's an honor to be in this great area, which I know so well. And we're going to make three ups today. Big ones, big rallies, three big ones.
That, of course, President Donald Trump in West Palm Beach, Florida. He spent the night at his Mar-a-Lago resort and showed up this morning to vote in person. So, intrepid reporters demanded to know, who had he voted for?
I voted for a guy named Trump. Thank you very much, everybody.
No great surprise there. You heard a reporter at the end of that clip asking when the First Lady is voting. It was notable that Melania Trump was not with him as he cast his ballot in this presidential election. And remember that we had all earlier been told, weeks and weeks ago, that the president had applied for a postal vote, that he was going to vote absentee in this election. Remember that Donald Trump used to be officially resident in New York, home, of course, of Trump Tower. But a couple of years ago, he moved his legal residence to Florida. That is where he now officially lives, even though, of course, he lives at the White House for the moment. So he has to vote in what is regarded as his home state, namely the Sunshine State of Florida. So we thought he was going to vote by post, but then last night the White House surprised us all by saying actually he was going to turn up and vote in person in West Palm Beach. And that may be something to do with the fact that, of course, Donald Trump has excoriated the concept of postal voting over the last few weeks and months, insisting that the Democrats are using it fraudulently in a bid to steal the outcome of this election, even though there are absolutely no facts whatsoever out there to substantiate that claim. So President Trump has voted, now goes on to host a rally, three of them, as he said there, over the course of the day in various battleground states. Joe Biden also focused on the battleground states. He is heading to a drive-in rally in Pennsylvania. We didn't see very much of Joe Biden on the campaign trail last week prior to that second and final television debate in Nashville, Tennessee, but he did get out on the campaign trail again on Friday, insisting that Donald Trump, as he said during the debate, with the deaths of more than 200,000 Americans on his hands from COVID-19, is not qualified even to be considered for four more years in the Oval Office. Donald Trump continues to maintain that COVID-19 is simply going to go away. He says that the country is rounding the corner in its experience with the pandemic. The vaccine's coming, but regardless of that, he told a crowd in Florida last night, this virus will simply disappear. There is no evidence whatsoever that it is currently disappearing in the United States. Indeed, on Friday, the very day President Trump was making those claims, the United States notched up a record 80,000 new infections in a single day. And this is now an uptick in the spread of COVID-19 that is impacting every single state in the country, with several of them reporting that intensive care unit beds are now filling up at a very alarming pace, damaging President Trump's claim further. News from Dr. Anthony Fauci, one of the country's most respected public health officials, that the president has not personally attended a meeting of his coronavirus task force for months, so long ago that Anthony Fauci couldn't actually remember when he had last seen Donald Trump in one of those meetings. Certainly the last one was held earlier this week, and it was presided over by Vice President Mike Pence. President Trump believes the American public wants to put COVID-19 behind them, that they are, as he told supporters on a call last week, tired of hearing about COVID-19 from public health officials like Dr. Fauci, whom he described as idiots. So he is very much accentuating the economic recovery that he says the country is on the brink of enjoying, and he's preparing to seize on third quarter GDP figures that are going to be coming out later this week in a few days' time, and he believes that those are going to be record-breaking and will further underscore his argument that having presided over a prosperous American economy once, he is uniquely placed to do so a second time. So those are the presentations that the candidates are making to those Americans who have not yet cast their ballot in this election. We are into the final full week of campaigning. Remember that the election ends on Election Day, Tuesday, November the 3rd. The polls continue to show that Joe Biden enjoys an advantage over Donald Trump, and a pretty substantial one. At the moment in the national polls, Joe Biden is 8 percentage points ahead of Donald Trump. If you look at the kind of poll of polls, and in the battleground states, Joe Biden averaging a lead over Donald Trump of nearly 4 percentage points. The president has got to do something to turn that around, and he's got to do it very quickly, because the numbers that we are witnessing in terms of early voting paint a pretty grim picture for Donald Trump. If you just look at the turnout so far of voters between the ages of 18 to 29 in the state of Florida, for example, over 257,000 voters between the ages of 18 and 29 have already cast their ballots in Florida. 257,000 versus the 44,000 who participated in early voting 4 years ago. The situation is the same in North Carolina. 25,000 18 to 29-year-olds voted in North Carolina back in 2016 in early voting. So far alone, more than 200,000 voters there have participated in early voting. And those are younger voters who, we know from all the surveys, tend to vote more in favor of the Democrats than they do in favor of the Republicans. So Donald Trump has masses of work on his plate. The election can still be turned around, but the sands of time, David, are beginning to seep through the hourglass, and with every passing day, more and more Americans are voting literally with their feet, standing in queues, casting their ballots, and putting this election firmly behind them.
For now, LBC's Washington correspondent, thank you very much indeed. And just looking on our monitors here at LBC News, it looks like there's a campaign rally with Joe Biden in Pennsylvania over the next few minutes, so make sure you stay with us for that.
This is LBC News.